All right, good morning, everyone. My name is Andrea Alvarez. I'm the Healthcare Associated Infections Program Coordinator at the Virginia Department of Health, and I'll be moderating with my colleague, Rich Melkreit from Connecticut. Our first presentation this morning in our dialysis session today is by Tamara Hawksworth from the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment, talking about assessing and promoting CDC core bloodstream infection prevention interventions in Colorado's dialysis facilities.
Thank you, Andrea, and good morning, everyone. I'm very excited to tell you about how we assess and promote CDC's recommended intervention to prevent bloodstream infections in dialysis settings. So the objectives of my presentation are the objectives of this study, actually, or this project, was to assess implementation of CDC's recommended core interventions for BSI prevention in our facilities in Colorado using the NHSN Annual Practices Survey. We also assessed differences in self-reported intervention implementation in dialysis infection prevention versus non-dialysis infection prevention facilities. We call our dialysis infection prevention program DIP, and we wanted to look at differences between our DIP and non-DIP facilities. We also assessed differences in access-related bloodstream and local access infection rates in DIP versus non-DIP facilities. So before I tell you about that, let me give you a little bit of an overview. Currently, we have 72 outpatient dialysis facilities operating in Colorado. The station size ranges from 8 to 40 with an average of about 17. They're distributed all throughout the state, but mainly along what we call our front range, our Rocky Mountains, so kind of along the front there. The majority, or actually up to 50% of them, are DaVita facilities. Then another 30% are Fresenius Medical Care, 15% are American Renal, and then a smattering are other, including a couple independent facilities. But as you can see, the majority are the large dialysis organizations. We're the first state to require dialysis event reporting into NHSN for public disclosure purposes, and our facility started reporting in March of 2010, and at that time we had 59 facilities that were reporting. We also validated our dialysis event data back in 2012. We did 25 facilities, and again in 2014 with another 25 facilities. As you probably know, NHSN requires dialysis centers to complete annual practices surveys, and they collect information on facility demographics, census data, and infection control practices, including those CDC core interventions. So we tried to create a Colorado dialysis infection prevention program, and we hired a dialysis infection preventionist in last year in March. Actually in 2015. We really lucked out. She had been a quality manager at our Intermountain ESRD network for 15 years, so she came with a lot of experience and connections to our dialysis facilities. So even though this is really kind of a mushy intervention, basically what it involved was she went out and she visited 37 facilities from May to December. This is before ICAR began, right before it began. And we selected facilities that had higher access-related bloodstream infection rates, that it had the higher rates that previous six-month period. But we also wanted to look at facilities that had zero infection rates. We wanted to see, hey, what's going on? Is this really the case? Are you reporting? And then we did additional facilities that fell between the zero and the higher rates, and they were in general proximity to those other facilities. So it was kind of a mishmash of facilities that were our DIP facilities. We assessed NHSN proficiency and knowledge, and as well as knowledge of the CDC core interventions. We provided training and education on the core interventions and on NHSN reporting and surveillance, and provided resource packets with handouts on topics like skin antiseptics, scrub the hub, and antibiotic ointment use. And RIP focused mostly on those clinical care items, which you'll see those in detail shortly. But she basically really focused on that chlorhexidine with alcohol for skin and septus, the scrub the hub protocol, and antibiotic use. And I just wanted to let everyone know that when she went out, she found that 90% of the facilities she visited did not even know about the CDC core interventions. Some of the facilities were doing some kind of as a part of the corporate initiative. So in our methods, we looked at the responses to NHSN's survey to assess implementation of these interventions. We looked at 71 facilities that completed surveys in 2014, 15, and 16. We compared reported adoption of interventions between our DIP versus non-DIP facilities, and we also compared the access-related bloodstream and local access infection rates between the two types of facilities. And of course, there are limitations that we all need to be aware of when looking at these data. We know that self-reported data is prone to social response bias and can inflate reported implementation. The survey respondents varied in types of positions that they held and therefore knowledge of their facility's infection control practices. We also found that the NHSN survey wording was not identical to the wording of the CDC core interventions, and this was no clean design. The intervention visits took place starting in May and went through December. So there was likely some contagion of information and education from those DIP to non-DIP facilities. And there were other initiatives in corporate education that was occurring through this time. So you may be aware of CDC's core interventions. They include the surveillance and feedback using NHSN, hand hygiene observations, catheter and vascular access care observations, staff education and competency assessments, patient education and engagement, catheter reduction, chlorhexidine with alcohol for skin antiseptus, catheter hub disinfection, and the use of antimicrobial ointment. And one caveat here is that the annual survey does not address all 9 interventions, but it indirectly assesses implementation of most and other activities related to them. So these next 3 slides, I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on them. Basically, what they're showing you here is what the intervention is, what CDC's description of it is, and then whether or not we had an annual survey item that corresponded to that. For this first intervention, for surveillance and feedback using NHSN, there is no specific survey item directly addressing this. But we can tell you that all Colorado outpatient dialysis facilities have actively reported their monthly dialysis events into NHSN since March of 2010. For hand hygiene observations and observations of catheter vascular access care, there are items, and we just looked at the percent that responded yes to those. The next 3 core interventions, staff education and competency, we basically just used, we used one item of does your center perform staff competency assessments for vascular access care and looked at the percent saying yes. And we also looked at the percent of facilities that said they participated in an initiative related to staff education. And then for patient education, that goes to the next one. The item we looked at was, has your center participated in any regional initiative on patient education and engagement? And then finally, for catheter reduction, no specific item, but we were able to look at, of the maintenance and non-transient patients, how many received hemodialysis through each of the following accesses. And we looked at percent of patients by access type. There were items that corresponded to these last 3 clinical care items. And here are the results that we found. You can see the intervention is listed on the left, and then we've got the year of the survey on the columns to your right. And our intervention occurred between 2015 and 16. The highlighted green just indicates that there was improvement from the year before. And so you can see that there indeed overall, for the aggregate of the 71 facilities, there was improvement in hand hygiene observations, as well as observations of catheter care. And there was improvement in staff education and actually in the competency assessments. We also saw some improvement down in the clinical care items, the chlorhexidine, the scrub the hub. That goes fast, doesn't it? But basically, you can see that the large improvement is from 2014. This kind of looks like a non sequitur. It's not. It's related to the first core intervention. I just wanted to show you the quarterly feedback form that we provide to all of our dialysis facilities that show each facility and then their ARB and LAI rates. They can compare themselves to other facilities as well as to the state total. And we also felt that it would be a proxy to look at staff education in terms of seeing participation in the prevention initiatives. And you can see that there isn't a whole lot of participation going on, and that actually for many of the interventions has declined somewhat. And that can be for various reasons. It may be that initiatives aren't available at that time. It may be recent participation or in prior years, or it could be corporate education initiatives going on that make people feel like we don't need to attend an initiative. So here's what the responses looked like by intervention group. You can see the blue arrow is where the intervention occurred. And you can see that our DIP facilities really didn't look any better than our non-DIP facilities in any of those. I mean, there was some improvement, particularly in hand hygiene audits, but otherwise just not a whole lot of difference. Where it did look better to us, though, is in these clinical care items. And if you recall when I mentioned earlier, our infection prevention is focused on these items. And we were happy to see that at least for the scrub the hub protocol and using chlorhexidine with alcohol for skin prep, that those intervention facilities were better than the non-intervention facilities. Issues with antibiotic ointment, there's not a lot of uptake with that. And we've been told that staff need doctor's orders in order to use antibiotic ointments. So that may be something that's preventing uptake of that intervention. And since those were process measures, I wanted to look at some outcome measures as well. And the blue bar, again, indicates the time when those intervention visits were occurring. We see downward trends for both the intervention and non-intervention group. So again, I really can't say, you know, did the intervention make that much of a difference? But I do think, as we know, learning is contagious. Some of those facilities that we visited were part of a corporation, and that information disseminates to the other corporate facilities. So we're hoping that information disseminated. So to summarize, I just want to say again that when we went out there, about 90% didn't even know about these CDC core interventions, and they do now. So yay, we're excited about that. And without exception, the facilities demonstrated appreciation for our visits and the information and resources we provided. Did the DIP project really make a difference? Again, it doesn't look it like it, but what we can say is that the state overall showed increased implementation of some of the recommended interventions, like the audits, competency assessments, and those clinical care practices. Other interventions like catheter reduction, patient education initiatives, and use of antibiotic ointment weren't as uniformly implemented and showed less improvement from 2014 to 15. And then participation in the prevention initiatives declined, notably for the patient education and engagement. The state overall did show declines, however, in infections, which I consider to be the bottom line. So, recommendations and next steps. To improve response validity regarding the survey items, consider aligning NHSN survey wording with wording of the core interventions, require the same type of staff person to complete the survey, and utilize those ICAR observations to validate your survey responses. We feel that these visits dovetail beautifully into these ICAR assessments, so use them now as opportunities to educate and provide resources. We also think it's helpful to review those survey responses before the ICAR visit and use results to continue education. And since I'm being told to stop, I'm going to wrap this up quickly. We're not letting up. We're going to continue promoting CDC interventions to ensure implementation and minimize risk to this vulnerable patient population. So I just want to thank you very much for listening, for coming this morning, and I also want to acknowledge Karen Strott, our dialysis infection preventionist extraordinaire, and then Dale Spencer, Wendy Bamberg, April Burdoff, who were co-authors. So thank you all very much.
Thank you, Tamara. Thanks for that wonderful talk, but also for your leadership in this area, which is really tremendous for us. If anybody in the back, if you'd like to come forward, we'd love to see your faces a little bit better. So feel free to move up forward if you would like. We're open for questions. We have a couple minutes for questions. Anybody like to come up and ask a question? Give your name, where you're from, and go ahead.
Sure. I'm Kelsey O'Young from Los Angeles County. That was a great presentation. I'm wondering if you analyzed any of the results by the corporation.
We have analyzed the results by the corporations, but we didn't want to present them here. But we have looked at those, yes.
Did you find differences? Can you say that?
Yes, okay. We did. And, you know, and you can contact me later. And I mean, and I don't know if we can actually name corporations, but we can certainly give you more detail on those findings.
Thank you.
Maybe we can make up some good fake names.
We can do, group one, group two, group three,
Strawberry Corporation, and the Cherry Corporation good. Or something. Any other questions or anybody like that? Because, one thing that maybe it's a, I usually come up and ask questions around now, so I guess I'll do it. But, it was really interesting to see that the end-stage renal disease network, I wonder what their role is in disseminating information about the seven core elements, because, that was a really amazing finding.
Yeah.
I don't know if you or if anybody else here has, have a sense of what's going on there, because you think they would be promoting this.
Well, and I think, as I mentioned to you, our ESRD network in Colorado disbanded. They didn't get the next CMS contract. And so there's been some reorganization, and I think, they're now working with some other regions. But there was a lot of turnover and things going on that probably interfered with education. As far as if they had any initiatives working on, I believe they do now. I think they are working on something with promoting those interventions, but up to this point, I'm not clear what that was.
And then maybe a take home, for us, for me to go back to my network and say, what are you doing around that? I thought they were doing that. So now I'm not so sure. So, the other thing, and I think it was a really important point maybe to highlight, is that comment, two comments. Like one comment was about the importance of aligning, because we see that with the annual survey of hospitals and all that, and antimicrobial stewardship questions. I have a little trouble aligning those questions of antimicrobial stewardship to the core seven core elements of antimicrobial stewardship. So, Maggie's here. Maybe that's a lesson, something to take back for CDC to think about. We're going to modify those questions to try, if we can, to get better alignment. I think you showed that pretty compellingly.
Yeah, and it was you or someone, I can't remember, earlier we were talking about how I don't know if anyone has done any validation on any of the annual survey items, not just the dialysis, but for the patient safety, and I think that's something that we need to look at. And yeah.
Well, somebody has, but now I forget who. I heard somebody say it yesterday. We were trying to do something. This must be Tennessee, right? Tennessee doing it?
Yeah, they do everything.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Thank you.